It is episode 44 of the Ferris Podcast of them all. Joshua Ferris is here, and you can tell by the music we are talking about March Madness in this episode. It is finally kicking off. The play-in games were yesterday, but now we're rolling with the regular games right now as we speak, actually. And let me tell you, I am pumped for March Madness this year. But instead of boring you with my picks, trying to break down analytically who I think's going to win each matchup, who I've got going all the way, you don't want to hear that. You know, you've already got your bracket filled out. So instead, we're going to be focusing on, you know, the stereotypes of people when they fill out their March Madness bracket. And then also, I'm going to grace us all with a little quote, one of my all-time favorite moments of March Madness history. So without further ado, we're going to dive in to breaking down those stereotypes of the March Madness bracket. So this is going to be accompanied by a video made by Dude Perfect. They were the ones that originated this. Dude Perfect has a lot of different stereotype videos out there. So I'm going to be breaking down the stereotypes that they provide for the March Madness bracket.
What's up, man?
Hey, man. You want to come over and watch the games? I got two TVs and a frozen pizza.
No, I'm good.
But he's a 39% shooter. That's why they love to...
Everybody knows the setup guy. They're the guy who has three, four, five TVs. Every game on that could possibly be on, they've got it. They're watching it. So they're not going anywhere but staying in the luxury of their own home because they have the setup.
Oh, what a shot!
You just can't pick every 12-5 upset and still expect to win the pool.
But you can. There's 2-3 every
single game. Guys, last second shot! Last second shot! Screen three!
And now here you have the sneaky watchers. These are your people that are at work, and they're supposed to be working hard, but they're only talking March Madness. They're talking their bracket. They're watching all the games on their phone. They're probably pulling it up on their work computer. They're trying to be sneaky about it, and when their boss comes in, they're trying to hide it. You know, guilty as charged. I've definitely done this before, because when it comes to March Madness, I'm worried about my bracket. Because we all know it's probably not going to be perfect, but March Madness is what makes it so great is it's unpredictable, so you're going to try to do what you can to make sure you can watch it.
Barrett, who do you think would win in a fight, a Wildcat or a Musketeer?
I would probably pick them.
I can't pick the Blue Devils. My dad works at a church.
Oh, Baylor Bears. That's Chip and JoJo's team, right?
Are you looking at the numbers?
No, I'm looking at Pinterest.
And then, of course, March Madness brings in your more casual fans who don't really follow basketball at all, and they pick their teams based off of the mascot. I've also known people who pick their teams based off the jersey color. So, you know, March Madness is just about for anybody. It's just fun because it's so unpredictable, and that is where you get into the stereotype of everybody knows somebody who has no clue what they're doing, and they just pick based off of something so obscure, like the mascot or the jersey color.
New Mexico State. I've got a customer whose son was their place kicker. Oh, that's football. But I'll still pick them. Texas Tech and Stephen F. Austin. Well, I had an uncle that went to Tech. Never did like him. Go Stephen F. Austin. Miami, I just got back from there, so I'll pick them. Auburn and Charleston. Oh, I still feel bad that their tree got poisoned. I'll pick Auburn.
Now that right there is your emotional picker. The people who just pick their bracket based off of obscure ties that they may or may not have from some place if somebody did them wrong. For example, I'm guilty of this. If there's a team that ruined my bracket in a previous year, it's very hard for me to justify to pick them because I hold that emotional grudge. It's very obscure and it really means nothing. But again, the emotions get the best of people, and this happens in anything. But it especially occurs in March Madness.
Hey, did you guys see that North Central Kentucky Baptist School Design got the win last night?
Oh, I don't know if I picked them in my bracket.
Well, they're not in your bracket. They're in the NIT.
The NIT!
You know that stands for not the tournament, right?
And unfortunately, we all have that friend in our March Madness pool who's the NIT guy. You know, I can't stand the NIT because it's basically the Big Loser Bowl. If you can't make the tournament, it doesn't really matter. You're not going to be a champion. That's like saying, oh, you're first loser. I'm not a fan of the NIT. I mean, it's great if they want to still have the tournament, whatever, but don't count that as your bracket because the NIT really doesn't mean anything at the end of the day. So if I had to say out of all these stereotypes, out of this one, don't be that guy who's the NIT guy.
Hey, sweet, started the tourney 0 for 1 of your picks.
What? Dude, someone must have changed my bracket.
Wow, refs really lost me that one.
If he makes his free throws, we win the game. My bracket's perfect.
No, I picked them in my bracket that actually counts. This one's just kind of a practice bracket.
Now, of all the stereotypes that you're going to hear and that I'm going to talk about, this one right here is Mr. Excuses. I definitely fall into this category. I like to think I'm pretty knowledgeable when it comes to sports, but as I've mentioned in the episode, March Madness is completely unpredictable. But you just feel like you have to justify yourself if you pick an upset and it doesn't happen. You got to be like, well, you know, the refs, or, oh, well, one player, you know, just wasn't feeling good today. You've got to come up with some obscure thought to try to justify why you did what you did, when in reality it doesn't really matter. But it's just kind of a pride thing. Everybody wants to have the best bracket. You want to be the best of the best. You want to have the best bracket. I mean, in the end result, you'd love to have a perfect bracket, but that's never going to happen. So it comes down to a big pride thing. I mean, this happens in many aspects of life, but for some reason, there's something about the bracket that excuses come out the wazoo all the time. They flow on end, and I'm guilty of this because I want to have the best bracket, and I'll try to justify why I picked the 12 seed over the 5 seed and why I picked the 2 seed to lose. It's just crazy, but I have those excuses because what I pick should ultimately happen, in my opinion. It just doesn't work out that way.
There's so many good games on Thursday.
I know, I cannot believe we have to come into work.
Oh, the games start this Thursday?
Dr. Carter's office, how may I help you?
Yeah, I was going to see if you guys had any available surgeries on Thursday.
1 to 2 week recovery time would be fantastic. You have anything other than a hip replacement?
Now, there is an unknown fact. I don't know if it's necessarily unknown, but it's not a very widely known fact that the national average of vasectomies actually increases every March. This has been a trend that was spotted in 2014. It's been reported by ESPN and a few other news outlets that say that many cases, it's reported that almost an increase of 50% occurs for this operation during March Madness. That way, men can stay at home, they can take off work, and they can watch all of the games. So the Mr. Sick Day stereotype actually has a little validity behind it.
Lehigh shocks the world, taking out Duke in the first round. And that is back-to-back early exits for the Duke Blue Devils. Your national champions, Duke Blue Devils.
You guys have brought me back.
And South Carolina coming out on top, sending Duke home early.
No!
We also have those people in our March Madness pools that are in the Duke dilemma. Now, personally, I'm a North Carolina fan. I'm not picking North Carolina all the way this year, but typically I do if I have good faith in them and believe they're going to have a good season. However, I'm never picking Duke. I'm usually picking Duke to lose in the first round, especially if they're the 2 seed. I picked Lehigh to beat them. I picked Mercer to beat them because I am not a Duke fan. But there's always somebody in every bracket pool that is fixated on Duke. And they ride the highs and the lows, but no matter what, they're picking Duke all the way. They are stuck in the Duke dilemma.
Bill, I gotta get that deal done today.
Finish filling out your bracket?
What?
It takes 5 minutes.
I don't have 5 minutes. I have 1 minute, and you just wasted it. Sandra, I need Takanoshi on the line yesterday.
Also, a very unfortunate scenario. Many of us will know people who don't have time to fill out a bracket. They don't want to get involved. They kind of ruin the fun when it comes to March Madness. Like I said, it literally takes like 5 minutes. You can just guess. You don't have to do all this research. You have some people who spend hours, but it really doesn't require that. Because I've said it once, I'll say it again, I'll keep going on about it. March Madness is straight mayhem. You never know what's going to happen. It is completely unpredictable. So it does take 5 minutes to fill out a bracket. So also, don't be that guy who says, I don't have time to participate.
Oh, is that some Kentucky blue I see?
It is. I got my boys winning it all this year.
I didn't know you went there too.
Basically, my brother went there. My brother went there on a campus tour. We're not related.
And it's one of those friendships where you're closer than brothers.
Got it. So you're a wildcat because your almost brother almost went to Kentucky.
Go Cats.
Like some of the other stereotypes mentioned, I can also fall in this category a little bit because I typically ride with North Carolina, even though I really have no connection with North Carolina. This is the long shot connection. You'll have people in your bracket pool who will pick a team for some connection that isn't really there, but they say it's there. They'll force something like a long lost cousin's brother who sold a goat to somebody at a market, and then they had a pet fish that they adopted. They went to this school, so they picked them. We all know that guy who does that. And, you know, there's nothing necessarily wrong with it. Because, like I said, I'm guilty of this. But if you can justify the reason you pick your team, hey, nothing wrong with that.
Hey, man, I forgot to tell you. Thanks for picking up my lunch today.
No problem. I'm pretty much a shoo-in in our office bracket, so cash ain't really an issue right now.
Where did you get that?
What, these new shades?
No, the car!
Oh, dude, this didn't even dip my billion.
You don't have $1 billion.
Oh, dude, I've got a perfect bracket going through day one.
Tell me you're not talking about Warren Buffett's $1 billion perfect bracket never gonna happen in the history of the world challenge.
Hey, you've heard of it. Ha. Yeah, I couldn't decide whether to go avocado ranch or red.
And that stereotype right there is Mr. Overconfident, the shoe-in. You know, you'll buy people's lunch, you'll take them out. And you'll start doing things because you believe you've got the perfect bracket, you're winning all this money, you get ahead of yourself. The biggest takeaway you can have from all these stereotypes, I mean, there's nothing necessarily wrong with these people. Most of us will fit in one or more of these categories. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, don't think if you do, oh, you know, I'm a bad person or anything like that. This is all fun, just a joking manner here. But when it does come to the last stereotype there of being overconfident, you know, confidence is great, arrogance is not. I've hinted on that in the last episode. I've talked about it in a few previous episodes as well. There's nothing wrong with being confident, but getting arrogant is a problem. You don't want to be cocky, because when you get cocky, you mess up. With that being said, I've already said it like 3 or 4 times, March Madness is unpredictable. It is straight mayhem. So do not bet all of this money on having a perfect bracket. Because odds are, it is not going to happen. You don't want to bet on something that is literally unpredictable. There is no mathematical equation out there. There is no secret sauce out there. Nothing will help you pick that perfect bracket. It will probably never happen in history because each game is so unpredictable. You never know when a lower seed is going to come in and upset a big seed. You never know. But with that being said, before I close out the show, I just want to provide a little proof as to how unpredictable it is. So here's a clip when a reporter asked Baylor how they lost to Yale. Yale was not supposed to win this game a few years ago. Nobody had them winning. I mean, a couple people did here and there. But like the consensus was that Baylor was going to go very far in the tournament. Baylor had a very strong team, and of course, Yale, being an Ivy League school, they're not necessarily known for their basketball program. And, as you can guess, since I'm talking about upsets, Yale won. They came out, they out-rebounded Baylor, and won the game, not like fairly easily, but they won the game. It wasn't like a last-second buzzer beat or anything. They won the game. They were in the game the whole time, and you could feel the momentum that they had the game won. So here's how Baylor responded when a reporter asked how they let this happen.
How does Baylor get out-rebounded by Yale? How's that happen?
Are you directing that towards anyone?
Gentleman who just talked about getting out-rebounded. He had the stat sheet.
Torrey?
You said how do they yeah. have they had more rebounds?
You said to get out-rebounded, I was surprised. You did. 36-32. Mm-hmm. How does Yale out-rebound Baylor?
You go up and grab the ball off the rim when it comes off, and then you grab it with two hands, and you come down with it, and that's considered a rebound. So they got more of those than we did.
Very simple answer, but you honestly never know. Like I said, it is so unpredictable. And the game of basketball itself is a very simple game. The concept is very simple. But due to momentum changes, crowd changes, I mean, with COVID, it's going to be even a little different, even more different than it's ever been. And you just never know what's going to happen. And that's why I love it. That's why I love March Madness. And that's why I think even if you're not a big basketball fan, you can get behind March Madness and you can participate in a bracket pool because of the unpredictability. It is fun for all. And it's a chance for everybody. You know, if you put money down on a bracket, it's a chance for everybody to come out ahead. It's also a chance for people to lose, just like Baylor did to Yale when they got out-rebounded. That is going to wrap up the show. But before I finish, I am telling y'all right now that I have Illinois winning the whole thing. So if Illinois does win the whole thing, or if I have a perfect bracket, you can expect an update from me, because that will definitely have to be a podcast episode in itself. But I didn't want to bore you too much with all my picks and my analytical breakdowns. I wanted to have March Madness be a little fun, as it's something I view as very fun, very competitive, high energy. That's why I tried to make this episode, give you some different stereotypes, let you laugh a little bit. That's going to wrap it up. Thanks for tuning in this week. This was episode 44, March Madness Mayhem. And let me tell you, we'll be coming back next week. Next week, we're going to be talking about rules of the road. As I'm going to be taking a road trip next week to Richmond, Virginia, I'm going to be talking about what songs need to be on your playlist. I'm going to be talking about what card games you play growing up as a kid. Different things like that will be rules of the road. So you don't want to miss it. As always, thanks for liking, sharing, subscribing, tweeting, following, reviewing, any and all of that. I could not be doing it without you. As always, it's your job to tell a friend, tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your grandma and grandpa, and if you have a pet of some sort, fish, porcupine, rabbit, it doesn't matter, you better tell them too. Until next time, have fun and try your best to have a perfect bracket. May the odds be ever in your favor.